Review is needed. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida announcing on Saturday that she is leaning towards appointing a special master to review documents taken during the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The former president and his legal team had filed a motion Monday asking for an independent review of the documents. Meanwhile, the release of the affidavit that led to the raid drawing mixed reaction. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
The FBI believed that there might be evidence of obstruction. However, Joe Biden insists he's still not sure if the former president had the right to declassify all the materials at his home. Critics, however, argue that nothing, at least nothing that's been disclosed so far, rises to the level of needing to treat a former president in this way.
The former president said on social media Saturday that the FBI raid was conducted for political purposes. Two U.S. Navy warships crossed the Taiwan Strait Sunday, the first such operation since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Taiwan visit raised tensions with China. Fox's Jessica Stone reports.
In a statement, the Navy's 7th Fleet, based in Japan, said the trip the two warships took through the Taiwan Strait on Saturday is in line with international law, adding that the waterway is beyond the territorial sea of any coastal state. Of course, China claims the Taiwan Strait belongs to Beijing. Earlier this month, China responded with military drills over Taiwan after Speaker Pelosi visited.
Shelling continues near a nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of shelling near Europe's largest nuclear power plant. There are now growing fears of a potential radiation leak at Zaporizhia in eastern Ukraine. Officials are giving out iodine tablets to people who live near the plant to protect them if there is a leak.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pandemic-related economic relief programs have begun to negatively affect businesses. Fox's Hillary Vaughn has more.
Well, the president is using the pandemic to help millions of Americans who have student loan debt avoid the bill collector for a few months longer, making it easier for people to be super picky about whether or not they have to go back to work. That's a problem because businesses are having a hiring crisis. 64% of business owners report trying to hire last month found hardly any qualified applicants to fill the job. The Heritage Foundation telling Fox Business this: lots of factors are playing into this, including the original $600 a week bonus, unemployment insurance benefits, other welfare without work increases, and bad baseline policies on education and job training.
A Metro Corrections officer in Louisville, Kentucky, loses his job over a video where he insults the city's police force as well as Breonna Taylor. Fox Louisville WDRB's Hayden Ristevsky has the report.
Metro Corrections fired Turon Knight this week for what he said in a video that appears to be a mock recruitment ad for LMPD.
We need backup. Answer the call. Be a part of a great, great police department. Never mind what happened to Breonna Taylor. We killed that.
It looks like this video was filmed in front of LMPD cruisers at the Kentucky State Fair. Throughout the video, Knight acts as if he's an LMPD officer, calling on people to join the force. FOP President Daniel Johnson said the video was absolutely horrible and there's no place in uniform for anyone that would do something so insensitive.
In the face of growing outrage, Buffalo Bills releasing rookie punter Matt Araiza following a lawsuit that alleges he participated in the gang rape of a teenager last fall. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.